Terrific.
Okay, Judy. Did you want to say anything or just let me start?
I'm trying.
I'll start. Okay.
All right, I finally got unmuted. I don't know what's going on. We are having our last technology show. And I just want to say that that Janie and her crew for the week are doing a wonderful job of impressing me.
Mm-hmm.
The last show is on. And I need just a little bit more convincing, so I'm turning over to Janie.
Okay, I'm going to try my best to convince you that technology is wonderful and woohoo. So let me make sure you guys can hear my Alexa. Alexa, say hello.
Hi there.
Everybody hear that?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, good. Alexa, can you sing a technology song?
I could.
Technology. Technology. Where would I be without technology?
Listen to the last two words, by the way.
Without the Wi-Fi, I couldn't say hi. As for music, I couldn't choose it. Shopping lists would cease to exist, and time would be on your wrist. I think the stars that I'm here today. I hope that you'll agree. You give me 1, 2, 3 shots of love for tech technology. Ooh.
Mine sang with you.
Aww. Isn't that adorable? You're sang with mine? Isn't that so cute?
Hear me now.
Oh, okay. We hear you, Jerry.
Mine started first when you did.
Oh, okay.
Jerry's on now.
Great.
You hear me? Okay, good.
Yes. I'm sorry. So let me just start, then I'll start the normal way. Hello, everybody, and welcome. Can you believe we're at day 5? This is our last technology session together. It's the first time we had technical difficulties. How ironic is that? In any event, Jerry's here with us now, so that's good. I've been delighted to be here with you 5 times this week, and it's been wonderful. I love greeting you every afternoon. It's my wish that you all have gotten some help from these sessions, stretched your minds, and believe in yourself that you can do beyond what you thought you could do. Today, we're privileged to have one of my dearest and closest friends, Jerry Marino from North Carolina. This session will be fun for us all, I hope. We're going to share with you some of our favorite asks of Alexa and then open it up to all of you to share your thoughts as well. Well, technology is wonderful. And so I did the song, and now Jerry, are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me over this noise?
Talk a little bit. Besides, can you hear me?
Can you hear the noise? I'm at a cafe. I'm eating.
You're at a cafe?
No, I'm not.
Don't eat right now. We just learned about talking and chewing in small pieces. What are you doing?
You want me to play the hamburger song for you? Anyway, I updated the computer Zoom last night.
Right.
And then I said, let me make sure I got my iPhone ready just in case the computer, it would not let me unmute. I sent you a text. I don't know if you had your phone.
I'm talking on my phone. I did see it. Yeah. So you came in something how it's, but you're here. So that's good.
Yeah. So the thing is, this is technology is wonderful. If it don't work one way, try another way.
That's right. There's many ways to do it. So my first thought, and that's always what worrisome when I have a thought. But anyway, my first thought was to share one of the newest updates, which is changing voice and changing wake word. I'm sure all of you know, and maybe a lot of you know this already, the many wake words you can use. Echo, Alexa, computer, and now there's a new one. So I'm going to ask Alexa to change her voice for you, and boom, it's going to happen. Alexa, change your voice.
Okay, you're all set.
I'll be the voice who can speak to this device.
Okay.
If you'd like to change how you wake me up, you can also change your wake word.
So I can leave it like that and call this new voice still Alexa, but I'm not going to do that. I'm going to change the name
on
too.
September 24th.
Alexa.
Amazon.
Alexa, change voice.
Okay.
Here we go.
You're all set.
So we go back to Alexa.
I'll be the voice you hear when you speak to this device.
Alexa, change voice.
Okay, you're all set. I'll be the voice you hear when you speak to this device.
Alexa, change wake word.
Okay, you can choose from Amazon, computer, Echo, or Ziggy. Which of these do you like?
Alexa, call yourself Ziggy.
Okay, you can call me Ziggy on this device in a few seconds.
Okay, this way, nobody else's computer in the background or nobody's Alexa in the background. I don't have to worry about saying the word Alexa now. And if you like that voice, you can tell them to speak faster or slower. That's really cool. Right. Any voices you can do that with.
And did you know, Janie, that there's another voice?
Is it payable or is it free?
Oh, no. This one is $4.98. Let
That's
me see.
Why I don't know it. I get all the free stuff. That's what I share with my seniors, all the free things. But you can tell go ahead.
Ziggy, tell me about Melissa McCarthy. I think I guess.
According to Wikipedia, Ziggy, Melissa Ann McCarthy is an American actress.
Wait!
Producer at TrueBlue.com.
Ziggy, stop.
McCarthy was on the disabled list for 2 months with a blister on his right hand.
Ziggy, stop. Ziggy, stop.
The mind doesn't. One of the 100 most influential. Ziggy, stop. Ziggy, open Melissa McCarthy.
Allow me to welcome Emmy Award-winning actor and comedian Melissa McCarthy.
Oh, thank you. You're too kind.
It's good to have you here. Why don't we show them some of the things you can do? Hey, Melissa, can you tell me a joke?
I just bought a new eye mask. I can't see myself wearing it. Get it?
If I had a me, I'd be slapping it. What else can you do?
Well, not everything that you can do, but I can play music, tell you the weather, set alarms and timers. I can also tell you stories about my life, try to give you advice, and so much more.
Sounds like fun. I'm looking forward to working with you.
Oh, the feeling is mutual. Happy to be on your team.
If you'd like to hear more from Melissa, you can enable her voice with a one-time payment of $4.99 plus tax. Would you like to buy it?
No.
Okay.
So we noticed that your voice, you have it speaking much faster than I did.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
I hear.
But I know you hear faster. I know that. I actually hear fast too, but for the sake of the demo, it's much nicer to have a little slower.
Slow down.
Okay. I will speak at this speed from now on.
See, I'm not as smart as Janie.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Okay. The next one up, Jerry, is one of the things that was on your list.
Uh-huh.
Well, the different types of Echo Dots. That's on the list.
Yes, there are, as I used the word yesterday, a plethora. One of these days I'll look that up and see what it really means. A plethora of devices. The one that you heard talking was a second generation dot. And I think most of the people know about the size of a hockey puck. Mm-hmm. And I have in this room, there's two third generation, one on each end table for the bedroom. And that's third generation. It's got a little bit bigger and it's more of a, like a dome. And I'm going to get a subwoofer and put it between the two heads, and it'll be really great. Mm-hmm. Then in our dining room, which is connected to the living room, which is connected to the hallway, which is connected to the
connected to the knee bone. And,
the Echo Show 10, and it manually swivels on the swivel thing. And I heard, if you want to spend a $200-something, you can get an Echo Show 10 that will follow you. So if you have sight and you're watching it, if you move from one chair to the other, it'll swivel so you could see it. That has a 10-inch screen. That's the one, Janie, that has a feature where you can say, what am I holding in my hands?
Right.
It'll tell you. Then I have the old one in the which is like a tall, round container type that You should get like a Quaker Oats and a small one though. Mm-hmm. That's in. Then in my one bathroom, I have what they call an Echo Flex, which just plugs into the wall, into the socket. There's no wires. It's about as thick as a bar of soap and a little, not as wide as a bar of soap. And so that was really, and sounds like an old. However, there is a Bluetooth speaker in there and I paired it to the Bluetooth speaker, which you could do. You can make your dot or a device go to a Bluetooth speaker, or you can make your iPhone or smartphone or computer, you could Bluetooth it to the dot. Mm-hmm. And by the way, the ones that are in my bedroom are paired. They're a stereo. So you have stereo sound in the bed. And then there's another one, studio, yes, which is a little bit bigger. A little bit more expensive, but it has really good sound to it.
Well, you have a lot of Echo dots and things in your house. I have one Amazon Alexa Echo. That's it. I got it about 4 years ago. It's the same one. I take it from one place to another if I really have to. And right now I'm up in my bedroom. The door is closed and there's no sound around and it's quiet here. But I have it on, you know, the other sound where it'll recognize that and change the volume when it's noisy.
So, mm-hmm. And we only have four, like living room, dining room is one big room and then two bedrooms. But as you know, people listening might be aware, I'm a nut when it comes to stuff like this.
I wasn't going to say it, but thank you for you saying it.
And actually I have the second generation one is sitting in the drawer and I take it outside, plug it in, listen to the music out there or whatever, but
Jerry, are you close to one that doesn't have the Ziggy word?
Yes.
No? Good. Yes. Or just change the voice because then mine won't react. Can you make us an announcement?
Okay. Alexa, make an announcement.
What's the announcement?
Happy New Year.
Announcing.
Happy New Year.
Madeline just said Happy New Year to us. and you can make it do Happy Birthday, Happy Anniversary. Wait, this is for Madeline. Alexa, make an announcement.
What's the announcement?
I love you.
Announcing.
I love you.
Ah, and it'll do the rooster sound wake up in the morning.
Well,
and by the way, Janie, I forgot to mention. Yes. The A-Lady is also on my iPhone.
I know. That's the best part. You can take it with you. It's great. Yeah.
As a matter of fact, it went off when the announcement went on.
Uh-huh.
But there's many things. I like the announcement because, like, if I'm outside and I say, hey, Edith, get me a beer, like Archie would do, because I don't drink beer. I did one. You could do that, or, it's really just another, portion or component that you can take or not. You know, that's the beauty of that's the wonder of technology.
Mm-hmm. Very good. And can you tell us, can we activate through our devices Newsline and the presidential release?
It's funny you ask that because you can say, Alexa, open Nations Blind.
Welcome back to the National Federation of the Blind live stream.
And then it'll tell me what's it'll start playing something that's live if there's something live. You hear it?
Yes.
Because I did not pretend.
Alexa, stop. Alexa, stop. And by the way, when you used the Z word before,
yes,
the A word before mine went off. I thought that was fun. Yeah, you could do the presidential release. You could do the news line,
right.
And I mean, there's even a way, I haven't really used it a lot, but you could actually make a telephone call and do Newsline through the telephone, the actual telephone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you say, what is it, press?
Press star, yeah, right. Whatever it is, press one, press star, whatever.
You could do that. You know, it's a matter of choice. Like, one of the things you could do is you can do podcasts. You can search for podcasts. You get a random one if you like, or if you know the name of a podcast, you can get it. You know what I like about what I think, you know, why technology is wonderful. You know, like I use the Victor Reader for my podcasts. I use the Victor Reader for BART. My friend Fred uses the BART app on the iPhone for reading. It's all a matter of choice. And from when I was growing up back in the, you know, Stone Age days, you know, I had, how many out there will remember the record player that weighed about 10 tons and the big hard discs, and you had a, you know, it was like 15 different, records for a book. And we enjoyed that. And that was great. Mm-hmm. Now we have something. By the way.
Yes.
I made the mistake back in the early 70s of listening to the Godfather book in the kitchen with my mother there.
Oh. And
one of the words was, and my mother said, what did she say? I said, I don't know. Must've been a bump in the record. And I shut it off and took it to my
Well, I want to see if we can get the presidential release right now, because it's so, I haven't done this. I've done it many times, but I didn't do it today to make sure it's working, but I'll try it now. Ziggy, open presidential release podcast.
Playing National Federation of the Blind presidential releases, English from Apple Podcasts. Here's the latest episode, presidential release number 508, September 2021.
Greetings, fellow Federationists. Today is Wednesday, September 1st, 2021.
Ziggy, stop.
Know him?
That's as simple as it is. Open presidential release podcast.
Symbolic start.
Ziggy, stop. I have to. Oh, by the way, there is a mute button. A mute button, which I'm going to press.
Let's talk about some of the things you can do, like making lists. Do you make any lists on your Alexa?
I make a list to remind me to make a list. Alexa, stop. Boy, they go.
I'll say A lady from now on, because yours is live there. Okay.
You could make a list. You could say, Alexa, make a grocery list.
That was grocery, right?
Yes.
I've created grocery list. To it.
Caviar.
Caviar to your grocery. What else?
White Castle hamburgers.
Oh boy, you're really living it up.
Your grocery list. What else would you like to add?
My Lanta.
I've added my Lanta.
Well, if you have, that's it. Thank you. I mean, if you have White Castle hamburgers, you have to add my list in that.
I know. Oh, well, I have my favorite list. My favorite list is a music list, because I'm a musician. You know that. And so I have three or four different music playlists on my Alexa that I use for different things. Like one is when the kids are here. It's all kids stuff, you know, like Baby Shark. And then, of course, you can say repeat. It'll repeat forever and ever. And the kids figured that out. So now my three-year-old goes up and says, Alexa, play Baby Shark on repeat. I'm like, oh no. But anyway, that's one of the things. And my exercise routine I do to this one. Let's see if I can get it up, because I didn't do this with Ziggy yet. Let's see. Ziggy, play Janie Woohoo music playlist.
Your playlist, Woohoo music list on Amazon Music.
Who knows that song? It's the theme song of this retreat. That's what friends are for. And I never thought I'd feel this way. And as far as I can say, that I had the chance to say that I do believe I love you. Ziggy, stop. Anyway, that's my little melody for my guys and girls and whoever else is on this phone call. You guys really became friends over this week, and I wanted to share that with you. Go ahead, Jer.
No, I was going to say that was wonderful. You know, you can. One of the things I like to do is I'll say to Miss A, I said, play some violin music.
Mm-hmm.
One time she misheard me, and because I said I want violins, she goes, "Why do you want violins for?" And now that's from Saturday Night Live.
Yes.
But it's just so relaxing. Like last night, I just like to play different things. My friend was, we were talking about, I don't know what we were talking about. And he mentioned Enrico Caruso, and that Enrico Caruso sang Over There, you know, the old song from World War One.
Do, 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 do. Yes, I know it.
Sang the first one in the first, what do you call that? The first verse? Is that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're a magician. Can you make me sing good?
Not really.
I know. And then the second sang in French.
Oh, good.
And then I was, I just, go ahead.
When you bring up music, if you say you just, like you said, you pick something, so you could say, you could pick anything, right? Pick folk music or play me John Denver songs or whatever it might be. But if you don't know it, you just say play folk music and then you like it, you can say, what song is that? It'll tell you. You can also say, add it to Janie's music playlist. Which one? Yeah. The woohoo music one or the kids one or whatever, grandkids one. So,
and you could wonderful. Also.
And did you know that there's a DJ mode?
No.
So if you say, put your music in DJ mode, it'll give you a little snippet. You know how you go to we haven't been to weddings and stuff like that in a long time, but many times when DJs are there, they give you a little snippet about it. You know, this artist, Frank Sinatra, grew up in Hoboken and that, whatever it is. And it does that right before the song. And it goes to the next song and does it again. So it's called DJ mode. I like that.
You know, you could also, when a song is playing, you can say, play that album.
Yes.
And it'll play the album. Now, the thing I find interesting is Amazon's choice of when you say play a song might not be. Hold on. Amazon, stop. That's the one in the other room. Amazon, don't bother me. I'm busy. they don't like to be stopped talking here. And what was I saying before I was rudely interrupted?
I don't know. But you know what? I was thinking, I'd like to talk for about 10 more minutes, and then I'd like to open it up because I want really people to also contribute to this. But can you ask yours to say a tongue twister? Did you ever do that?
Sure. Alexa, say a tongue twister.
An angry orangutan drank tang and sang when a bell rang.
Now, is that audible, like legible?
Yes, you can make it a little louder. I can hear it, but make it one notch louder.
Alexa, volume up.
Now you can ask it, what volume level are you at? And it'll tell you.
Alexa, what volume level are you?
This device is at volume 8.
Oh, wow. Is that good enough?
It's good.
It's audible. Now,
good enough. Okay. Little mix.
Alexa, stop.
How about tell a joke?
Listen, Janie.
Yeah.
Listen.
Here's your reminder. Hey there, Jamie. Is it time to take questions yet?
Alexa, stop.
Very good. Very good. It almost is. Alexa, I know.
You can make it set a reminder for once a month.
What's the reminder for?
Take a bath once a month. On Saturday. 12 noon.
Okay, I'll remind you tomorrow at noon.
Well, before we go to questions, I just want to demonstrate two other things. Let me see if I can. Let's see. Hey Ziggy, where's my stuff?
A package for Jane's order, placed yesterday, should arrive tomorrow. Continue breath mints and coffee cake cups.
I'm going to have good smelling breath and I'm going to have my coffee for tomorrow. The other one I wanted to show everybody is Stream Player, which is live streaming television. And so sometimes the channels don't have anything and other times they do, but there's one that is my favorite because I love, love Jeopardy and game shows and things like that. So this one's called Stream Player and the channel you want is Buzzer TV. And listen to how easy it is. Hey Ziggy, open Stream Player.
Welcome to Stream Player. What would you like to do?
Buzzer TV.
Launching Buzzer TV.
Okay, so it's at a commercial. So I'm going to let Ziggy pause. I'll come back to it in about a minute.
Have a nice day.
Have a nice day.
Have a nice day.
But you know, I also wanted to mention, Janie, that when it comes to the Echo show,
yes,
you could link your Hulu, Netflix, yes. There's a whole
Spotify, Pandora, all that.
Right, and you can do the Prime Video if you have Prime, and then you mm-hmm. can also link music services. Like I have Spotify, Pandora, Sirius, mm-hmm. Apple Music. You know, and sometimes I'll say to the A lady, play something, and it'll play, and it'll be. I don't know if everybody remembers, like. You listen to the song and you say, that's not the original recording. Right. You know, it's a cheaper one made by the same people, but maybe like 10 years later. So I say, play something on from Apple Music and mm-hmm. it'll play. So
good.
So you have a lot. You could have it wake you up in the morning to music. And one good thing I like, it has an explicit filter. You know, I played something on YouTube the other day and I said, I don't want to hear that. But I have the explicit filter on here.
Let me see if we're on the broadcast time. Hold on. Ziggy, continue.
Launching Buzzer TV.
Still on commercial. I'll just leave it in the background. I really want you to hear this, but I don't even know what's on now. It could be Password Plus. It could be, ooh.
Yeah, it's actually.
On. Here it comes.
For the last few seconds, I want to thank Shelly Woods for being with us all week. You're a great man. Please come back soon. And we'll see you on Monday. I hope to see you on Monday. Thank you for watching this. Bye, everybody.
What was that?
Hey, Ziggy, stop.
You know,
was Password Plus with Bert Convy.
Bert Convy.
Yeah.
And on Prime Video, if you have. You could say, play Password Plus from Prime Video, and it'll mm-hmm. say Buzzer TV. But you could also do this. Alexa, play Jeopardy.
Yep.
This is Jeopardy.
Alexa, stop.
I don't want to play tonight because Matt Amodio's doing so well. If you've watched it, you know he's got 27 wins and $955,000.
Yeah. He might have the mark tonight. I tell you, that, he's very, very cool. He was down to zero one day.
Negative. Yeah, I saw that. He did a double 8,000 and he went lost. Yeah. And then he got all the way up to 36,000. Yeah, it's great. But let's talk about besides Jeopardy. For the people that aren't comfortable with Jeopardy, there's also Are You Smarter Than a Second Grader? I played that with my granddaughter. Can you play that one, Jer? Are You Smarter Than a Second Grader?
Alexa, play Are You Smarter Than a Second Grader?
Okay, here's Are You Smarter Than Second Grader?
You can stop it. They give you a bunch of categories and you have to end up doing all the categories. Like history.
And also there's another one on TV, Common Knowledge.
Yes.
With Joey Fatone from NSYNC. You can play that. There's so many. And one thing before we go to the questions, if you're interested in learning more about the different skills, on the iPhone we call it apps, on the devices we call it skill, you could download some podcasts. One of them is Dot to Dot, Another one is just put Echo in the search field. Dot to dot is a good, and it's 5 minutes, and it's very simple. It's nothing, not complicated. Because some of them, you know, it's like the ceiling, Janie. You know what the ceiling is? Over my head.
And yeah. Yep. Well, you can also ask Alexa to tell you a story. And what she'll do is it's a weekly story every week, not W-E-A-K, W-E-E-K. And it's a little story about someplace everywhere. And it brings you tales to excite your imagination. And you can, you know, share it with your family. It's really fun. And usually there's one story a week. So that's one thing you could do as well.
And then another thing, there's the best, I can't say it that good, the best birthday band ever. And it'll give you different songs that you, birthday songs to for like for different ages.
Nice.
Like 70 pay it for, you know what I mean.
I do.
And you can aim to it. And you could also ask it to sing happy birthday. I mean, right. There's so much.
You can send an audio message to someone else, you know, and do that. You know, send a text to Jerry. What do you want it to say? And you talk into it. But in any event, I would love to open it up because we spent enough time ourselves doing some little mini demos for people. But I'd love to open it up to questions, and then I'll wrap it up at the very end with a couple quick little things from our friend.
Anyway, we have please forgive me.
Say it again.
Hello?
Alice's iPhone.
I have no way of raising my hand for some
That's
reason
okay,
on
honey.
This iPhone.
Go ahead, Alice.
But I left my phone in an Uber, and the guy was 50 miles away. He had made an airport run, apparently, and he didn't want to return it. Long story short, it was 5 days before I got it back. But even without the iPhone in my presence, I can call on Alexa, and I was shocked. But you have to know the numbers, and who knows numbers anymore because they're all in the cell phone.
Yep, that's right. One of the negatives.
This is Stuart. One of the things you can do is put
in your
have somebody either get contacts into your phone, iPhone, and I think there's a way to link it to Alexa because I think my phone is linked to Alexa, and you can just say the name call so and so. We have
correct.
A good friend of ours that we call in New York. Many of you may know him, David Stayer, and we go device to device, and it will ask you, do you want to call on his device? And we are able to do that. And you can call anybody on there.
Right.
So Stuart, by the way, when's the last time you talked to David?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
When's the last time you spoke to David?
I think about a week ago.
Okay, good.
Oh,
next
wow.
time you tell him Jerry said hey.
I will.
Great.
I have that also, my contacts. I could say, you know, call this, call that.
Next is
Nancy Yeager.
Nancy Yeager, yes, honey. Hi.
Hi.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Hello.
Yes, you're here.
I thought.
Oh, that's
no,
Alice.
That's not Nancy.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
I
let me try.
They called my name Alice.
I'm sorry, Nancy.
Go ahead, Alice.
Oh. Nancy. Yeah.
Right. Okay, I'm asking
well,
Nancy.
Who do you
want to
go first?
You can go, Alice. Go ahead.
Okay.
My well, I just first off, thank you guys for your presentation. But I want to mention my whole house is wired up with Alexa. Mm-hmm. And every time you said that word, she started talking. Whatever command you gave over the phone, she did hear the house. But one of the things that I wanted to share with the group is that you did not mention is I use mine to talk to other members of my family throughout the house. So we don't have to yell at each other. So we use the intercom system.
That's very good.
The
intercom. Yep. And I can also call my friends on my device. Mm-hmm. And they will call their intercom system or their cell phone or their home phone. So, and whichever one that they pick up is the one that I talk to them with.
Very good.
It's amazing. You could allow... it's called drop in. And
yeah, that's what I do.
Permission.
Yep.
And another thing
love
that, we,
it.
Not,
love
that
it.
We did not cover for those of us that might have someone that we want to care for. There's
yeah.
It's care something. I, you know, I, I didn't hit the, you know, learn more button, but I did see that. But I mean, it's just fantastic.
Mm-hmm. All right. Joe has his hand raised. Joe.
Thank you. Okay.
I think we forgot Nancy.
What happened to Nancy? I think
Nancy. I'm sorry. I tried to get her to unmute. I'm sorry.
Also, okay. Ursula is also in Thank front you. Of Joe on the system.
Thank you.
Sorry. Sorry, didn't realize that.
A lot of people talking.
Yeah. All right, should we just go with Joe? He's already unmuted.
Okay.
All right, you want me to go?
Yes, please.
Okay. My question is on the device. I got to be careful because if I'm going to change my setting. But on the device, is there a way that we could listen to like sport events like football, basketball, baseball, and how can we stream live TV shows? Thank you very much. That's it.
Well, I could take the sports. Unfortunately, more and more streaming services are going to, you have to pay for them. Like I tried to listen to football on TuneIn, college football. Now I know the professional football, you have to have the premium account, but I wanted to listen to some college and you have to have the premium account. The Sirius offers football and baseball. So if you have a Sirius account and you could link it, and it's very easy to link. I mean, if I can do it, anybody can do it. And you just say, device. And I like that, by the way, Joe, I'm going to use that word from now. Device, play the Carolina Panthers on Sirius XM and it'll play it. I have the Major League Game Day, a package, whatever they call it, audio package. And, I could say device, you know, ask MLB. Yeah. Right. So,
I can share something too. I have,
you have ESPN. To pay for that, right? You have to pay for it.
You have to pay for your MLB account, which is $20. Yes. Sirius is $15, $13.
I want to make sure people know the difference between the free stuff and the.
Oh, yes.
That's right. Remember, Jerry tells you the things that pay for, and Jenny tells you the things that are free. So ESPN has a streaming service, and it's free. If you have, of course, you have to have, you know, Prime to get it. You know, that's what you get, a Amazon Prime. But usually most people have that yearly service. If you have that yearly service, a lot of these things are free. And so ESPN has a service for sports. I'm a big avid basketball, NCAA college basketball person. I've been going to the game since my husband graduated from Seton Hall in 1985. We've been going consistently through thick and thin, mostly thin. But in any event, I am on every game and everything, and I just root and cheer. I have my kids bought me 12 pom-poms this year for Christmas, so I can have one for each month because I scream too much and they get ruined. But in any event, you can do that with ESPN. I think you should look into that. There's an app you put on your phone and your iPad and search for the team that you want. I can't guarantee every team you want is there, but a lot of them are. Right. They have hockey, they have whatever, lacrosse. Tennis, golf. I mean, it's incredible. So I can answer that question.
And if you're looking for a particular team, like I know that the San Diego Padres also broadcast on an FM station that you can actually get. Not many teams do that, but it's worth looking into.
Happens to be 97.3 The Fan.
Yes, that's what I thought. Yeah,
I knew that.
I'm steady.
Right. Ursula has her hand raised.
Ursula, you're next, honey. Ursula. Go ahead.
I think. How do I ask Alexa to get NFB Newsline? What do I need to say?
There are keys. Is it Federation? National Federation Open? I think it's Open National. Let me try it. I haven't done it because I do it on the old fashioned telephone. I like that better than the app or anything else. I know all the numbers because I've been doing Newsline for 20 years, but let me try it.
Okay.
What did I just say? Ziggy, Open National Federation.
Welcome to NFB Newsline.
There you go.
Hello, Jamie DeGeneres.
Oh, really?
What would you like to do?
Vicky, stop. Yeah, what you have to do is in the very beginning, you'll have to give it your 6-digit code that they gave you in the beginning. And your
Ziggy,
stop.
Right.
It'll give you the choices. Read the newspapers, magazines, flip up, and you go, it's guided.
I don't have my code anymore. That was like a long
That's easy.
Time.
That's easy. You call remember that on Wednesday, Adam and Liz were here. You can call the Trenton Library and they'll give it to you.
Oh,
you
know, the
800-792 number 322. I have it. I might even have it in my file because I've been doing it for so long. But in any event, once you do that the first time, it'll recognize you and just say, call you by Ursula.
But if you aren't in New Jersey and you want to call to get your code, you can call the NFB Newsline at the National Center. They'll look it up for you, or you might be able to call your regional library. It depends on who in your state is the sponsor.
Right. Well, we have the Commission for the Blind and they sponsor everything. And so therefore you can call Trenton, the 800-792-8322.
But that's only if you live in New Jersey.
Right. But if you don't have that, everything, no matter what, first choice, if you don't know what to do, 410-659-9314. That's the National Center and they can tell you everything.
Would you repeat that number?
Sure. 410-659-9314. And then follow the prompts. Listen to what it says. You want to get a free white cane. You want to go to the Independence Market, whatever. And if you don't know it, hit 0 and the operator will help you. They're very helpful there and they can get you through everything. And I happen to have on my computer all the commands for Newsline using Alexa. So if anybody needs that, maybe I'll send it to Judy and she can put it in our resource. That's what I'll do. I'll send it to Judy and you can put it in the resource.
Oh, yeah. Janie, Nancy Yeager still has her hand raised. I'm so sorry. I can't seem to get her unmuted. Let me try one more time.
Okay.
Nancy, I'm sorry. Can you try to unmute from your end? Still not working. I'm sorry.
Thank
I'm
you,
gonna
Judy.
Keep trying.
Thank you, Judy, for reminding me that everybody in the world is not from New Jersey. I always think New Jersey first.
You got a problem. No. You got a problem with that.
Hey, news guys.
What's the matter with you?
Forget about. So right, Donna has her hand raised. So I'll ask her to Donna. She's got her
Donna,
hand raised.
Donna, very good, Donna.
Donna, bum, bum, bum.
Donna.
Okay, Donna is unmuted. Okay.
There we go.
Go ahead, Donna.
Go ahead, Donna.
You're unmuted.
Okay.
She's speaking in silent code.
What did it say?
Is there anybody else with a hand raised while she figures it out?
Nancy still has her hand raised, but I haven't been able to unmute her. I'm asking to unmute.
And there's nobody else?
Nobody else.
Yeah, Sandy's unmuted.
Sandy?
Yeah, Sandy.
Go ahead.
I'm worried about Jerry's caviar. How do I get, once I make my grocery list, how do I get it out of there?
How does she delete caviar from her grocery list is her question.
No. How do I get the grocery list from the device?
That's a good question.
Into a form that I can take it to the grocery store with me so I know that I need to get caviar.
Well, if you have it on your iPhone, then it'll be there. Like if you have a grocery list, it'll be on your iPhone. Or, go ahead, Jerry.
No, I'm going to say it's on your
Alexa app.
Your Alexa app on your iPhone. And another thing you can do, and this took me a while, I've linked my device to my HP printer, so I could actually have it print the list, whatever list you want printed, and I can hand it to someone. And
so another tip you can do, which is what I do, sometimes I make a grocery list. I ask her to repeat it, read my grocery list. And she says it. And I pause her and I say, send a text to Janie. That's me. And I send myself a text. And then I know everything that's on it. Or you can, I always talk about notes. Go to notes and open notes and write grocery and make your grocery list there. And then you can just tell Siri, open my grocery note and all of everything's there. This is supposed to be about Alexa, but there's other ways to do certain things. And for me, that's more portable, right? Where you send your husband a text. I do that all the time. Larry, we forgot to add such and such. So I send him a text, add this to the list. And that's simple. So those are other ways to handle it. I hope that answered your question.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Anybody else?
No one else. Actually, Nancy still has her hand raised.
All right, we're gonna do one more quickie. Alexa, say, I love this senior retreat in Italian.
I love this retreat in Italian.
It did, you know what it said? It said, I love this senior retreat in Italian. It was supposed to tell it to us in Italian.
Yeah, but then it
literally.
No, it didn't do it.
It said it in Italian.
You know, it stopped.
No.
Mine did. Maybe yours did. I don't know.
Mine said it in Italian after it said.
Let me try. Let me try it again.
And I think you were laughing and didn't hear.
That's me. Typical laughter. Oh, my God. Hey, Ziggy. Say, I love this senior retreat in Italian.
I love this senior retreat in Italian. It's.
Adoro questo ritiro per anziani.
There you go. Thank you, Judy. You were listening, not laughing. I was laughing and not listening. So the two of us are a team.
Now, Jamie, yes. I'd like to do one little quick thing.
Yes.
Alexa, who's on first?
That's what I keep telling you. Who's on first? What's on second?
Alexa.
I have stereo.
Who's on third?
I don't know. Who's on first?
Third base.
Very good.
We have a lot of fun.
Well, let me see. So, Ziggy, can you clap for my audience?
I don't know that.
Ziggy, can you clap?
Okay.
Orange. Nail snoring by sound effect.
That's the only way I get a standing ovation. I just stood up. Anyway.
What's that? It was like a storm. Snoring.
Okay, what's happening back there?
Oh, I had to wake up. I'm sorry, I fell asleep.
She didn't
change it. I hear a lot of talking in the background, so. Anyway, okay, are there any other questions or comments before we wrap this up?
No hands are raised.
And no hands are raised. Okay. So my thought is, I know it's a bit early, but we started a little bit early anyhow. We finally got Jerry on. And for any other options that you need regarding Alexa, feel free to reach out to me, jdegan16@comcast.net, or send something to Judy because you know her email address and she'll forward it to me. I can help you with a lot of things with that. And don't be afraid to experiment, you know, ask it to tell you a story, ask it to, you know, make up a riddle, ask it math questions. I mean, there's simple things like that. Like I exercise a lot. I ride my exercise bike and I'll say to it, you know, what is 12,000 steps divided by 6.1, which is 61 minutes. And it'll tell me I'm walking and riding at the speed of 1742.6333 or whatever it is. I do that all the time. And you can use it for, of course, you all know about alarms. I think Shelley did that today or even last time too, you know, set an alarm for or set a timer for, and that's wonderful. So it gives you a lot of interesting things to do. You can always ask it to spell a word. You can get the definition. Let's get the definition of plethora for Jerry. Hey, Ziggy, what's the definition of plethora?
Plethora is usually defined as overabundance, excess. For more, ask me to give you more definitions for plethora.
Hey, Ziggy, give us the definition for myriad.
As a noun, myriad is usually defined as a very great or indefinitely great number of persons or things. As an adjective, myriad is usually defined as of an indefinitely great number, innumerable. For more, ask me to give you more definitions for myriad.
Hey, Ziggy, spell anti-disestablishmentarianism.
Anti-disestablishmentarianism is spelled A-N-T-I-D-I-S-E-S-T-A-B-L
Ishmendarian.
Now that took up some time. Wasn't that brilliant?
Miss Jane? Miss Jane? Sorry, it's Shelly. We were talking about cooking. The other thing you can do is ask it for recipes. Fun thing to do with it.
Yes, very good.
So, Janie, it's how I would spell it.
How would you spell it?
I-T.
Oh, no. Somebody get the hook.
Do you even know what the definition of that word is?
It's something about anti-disestablishment.
of isms.
About isms. About
hey, Ziggy, what's the definition of anti-disestablishmentarianism?
Some person's aunt.
Anti-disestablishmentarianism is a noun that describes opposition to the disestablishment of the Church of England.
Really? Opposition to the Church of England's establishment. There you go.
Danny, I saw something today where you could ask the device for funny gifts, and it'll give you some choice. Like for some reason, they have a horse head, a squirrel head, a pickle head.
And you know, they do have a newsletter type of thing that comes out weekly. Amazon does that. It'll say, what's new with Amazon? And you can click on there and enter on it if it's on your computer. And it'll give you a few little tips of things, you know, usually around Halloween, they have a whole bunch of Halloween stuff or corny jokes or things like, hey, can I tell you a corny joke?
Oh.
I tried to write a joke about a magical horse, but it was a little unicorny.
Can it tell you what's on sale from Amazon?
Yeah. What are my deals?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
And
Judy, did we convince you yet?
Well, you had me at Alexa. And I would say that you might convince me. My problem with technology happened last night because it all got so messed up, and that you had nothing to do with it, but you know, it made it harder.
Yes. Yep. Well,
so
I'll keep working.
You did a good job. And if anybody can get me excited, you can.
Oh, good. I'm glad. That's wonderful. Well, I personally want to thank everybody for being on the tech calls this week. We put a lot of effort, all of us, into doing this for you guys. And you've put a lot of effort in by being here and by sharing and by, interesting comments and by being a sponge and trying to soak up a lot of information. That's not easy to do. And you did it with a beautiful aplomb. You can look that up, Jerry.
Oh, my. Yeah. Another one.
Another one.
One more thing that we could try. We need a contestant to try it, maybe. Who's really smart? I want, have any of you played the game Feel the Pressure?
Feel the Pressure?
No, I never heard of that.
All right, we're going to, Janie, you try it. Usually people don't go too far in their round, but say open Feel the Pressure.
Okay. Is it F-E-E-L?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, Ziggy, open Feel the Pressure.
I found a few matches for that. Did you mean 80s Feel the Pressure?
No. Ziggy, open. Hey, Ziggy, open Feel the Pressure.
I found a few skills that might help. Did you mean 80s Feel the Pressure?
Is that what I want?
No, I don't think so.
Sorry, I'm having trouble understanding.
Say play, Feel.
Okay. Hey, Ziggy, play Feel the Pressure.
Here's Feel the Pressure.
There you go.
By Betty Boone on Amazon.
No, that's a song.
That's a piece of music.
I could do it on mine, but you won't hear it.
All right, hold on. Hey, Ziggy, stop. Yeah, you want to do it?
All right. Alexa, volume 8. Alexa, play Feel the Pressure. Alexa, play Feel the Pressure.
Here's
Chicken brain, you just need to win 9 more games to advance to the next status level. You've won 11 games, making you joint 696 on the Feel the Pressure leaderboard. Question 1. Feel the Pressure. The letter of the alphabet is W for whiskey.
Here's the question.
What W is the principality? Prince Charles is Prince of
Wales.
Very good.
Wales is them.
Thought those were aquatic mammals.
Now, if you know the answer, say it.
Okay.
The letter of the alphabet is V for vodka. What V is Vesuvius?
Volcano.
Volcano.
You said volcano. Volcano is the correct answer. Question 3. Feel the Pressure. The letter of the alphabet is L for lullaby. What L is a drink made with the juice of lemons, water, and sugar?
Lemonade.
Oh boy, these are tough.
Lemonade.
Yeah, lemonade.
Yeah, correct. Of course.
Answer. Look at the state of you. Get a grip, for goodness sake. Question 4. Feel the Pressure. The letter of the alphabet is P for Papa. What P are two straight lines if they are the same distance apart?
Parallel.
You said parallel.
You said it before she stopped parallel talking.
Sorry.
Correct answer. Question 5. Feel the Pressure. The letter of the alphabet is N for November. What N is a small passerine bird best known for its powerful and beautiful song?
Nightingale.
That's it.
Oh, very good.
Who is that? Correct answer. You are at the halfway mark. You only have 5 more questions to go. The tension is unbearable. Question 6. Feel the Pressure. The letter of the alphabet is R for Romeo. What R is a group of yarns or strands twisted or braided together into a larger and stronger form?
We're having trouble hearing it.
I don't know.
Could you?
I heard it. Trouble hearing it, I don't know.
Well, Judy, we do have a question here. Jody Nelson has a question. Or Judy Nelson, I'm sorry. Judy, this is Judy.
It's Judy. Real quick, let's say that voice that had to be paid for $4.98, or if you're buying something from Amazon. I have no experience with Alexa. Do you have a credit card on file with her, or what is the method of payment? How do you pay for things with Alexa?
Yes, you open an account with her. Or you, isn't that what you do?
Mm-hmm. And with Amazon.
With Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
So if you say you want it, they're going to put it on your bill.
Right. Okay, thank you.
We do need to stop. Thank you very much. I want to thank Janie and Jerry and all the people who helped with technology. And I'm almost there, I tell
you. Yay!
Recording.
Stop recording. Here we go.